Yesterday, 21-year-old Roy was kicked out of the prestigious Columbia University, and that's because Roy has been a very bad boy. He used the power of JavaScript to make an application that can help you ace your technical interview, no matter how unprepared, nervous, or just plain dumb you might be. You see, Roy's app is not like other technical interview prep products out there. It's an invisible and undetectable AI that automatically guides you through technical interview questions as they happen in real time on a video call. And it actually works. Roy used his own tool to get real offers from big companies, including Meta, TikTok, Capital One, and Amazon. He then made a video explaining how he did this, and that brought great shame on these companies. The offers were quickly rescinded, and Amazon desperately tried to scrub the internet of the video where Roy showed the entire process from start to finish. They also tattled on him to Columbia, and now he's officially kicked out. In today's video, we'll go deeper into this rabbit hole and find out just how broken the modern technical interview process really is. It is March 27th, 2025, and you are watching The Code Report. First of all, I want to be clear that I do not endorse this product, nor do I even recommend using it. This is a wholesome, family-friendly channel that does not condone cheating, but I do appreciate how the app's marketing gets right to the point. LeetCode. Collectively, developers have wasted billions of hours on this website, mastering complex data structure and algorithm problems to land a job tweaking CSS colors and centering divs.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
Getting a job as a developer is an extremely cruel process. Tech companies want you to spend months grinding LeetCode to prepare in order to make their interview process cheaper. And I have nothing against LeetCode, it's great at what it does. Understanding algorithms is important for any programmer, but most LeetCode-style questions are abstract and impractical. It's mostly just an efficient way for companies to filter out people from highly competitive jobs. But the trade-off is that it puts an unnecessary amount of pressure on those looking for a job. Like, you might have 20 years of experience and exceptional practical skills, but because you couldn't optimize a longest substring search with a hash map, you're still unemployed and can't even pay your kids' orphanage bills. Well, that's not okay with Roy. His app works by taking screenshots of a problem in real time, then runs them through a large language model that generates a realistic path for humans to pretend like they're actually solving the problem. It runs as an undetectable overlay for screen sharing software, and also moves the window around the screen so your eyes don't focus on the cheating material. And these techniques bypass software used by the interviewers to detect cheating. It actually works, and he got offers from FAANG companies like Meta and Amazon. And it's poetic that the very companies who have publicly stated that their goal is to automate software development with AI still need to hire humans and are having their interview process totally ruined by AI. Amazon doesn't like poetry, though. And when they found out that Roy cheated, they snitched on him to Columbia and demanded that proper action be taken. Well, based on this confidential do not distribute letter that Roy posted on Twitter, he's been kicked out of Columbia and can no longer receive an elite indoctrination, or I mean education. But I think this kid is going places. They're one of the few tech companies actually making the world a better place by distributing birth control devices for free. And just like Bill Gates and Zuckerberg, who both dropped out of Harvard, or myself, who dropped out of the University of Phoenix, Roy is on the right track to become a tech bro billionaire. His app is already on track to do over $2 million in revenue this year. But I think more than anything, this whole situation proves that software engineers are not yet obsolete. Because if AI can do the interview, then it should also be able to do the job. But it can't, because otherwise they wouldn't be hiring a human. And that means you should start mastering programming for free right now, thanks to this video sponsor, Brilliant. Their platform provides interactive hands-on lessons that demystify the complexity of deep learning. With just a few minutes of effort each day, you can understand the math and computer science behind this seemingly magic technology. I'd recommend starting with Python, then check out their How AI Works course to look under the hood of generative AI and fully understand how large language models work. Try everything Brilliant has to offer for free for 30 days by going to brilliant.org/fireship or use the QR code on screen. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.